Hi. It's
Hey guys.
been a while. And shit's on its head from our last jaunt into this, which I think we're gonna change this up and do seasons from now on instead of talking about nothing through the summer, because nothing ever happens in the summer.
That's true.
We might
Nothing
take
happens a
summers
lot of
off.
the time. Although with the new changes, I guess there might be some different stuff. Probably
Yeah.
not, but
Yeah,
you never
maybe.
know.
You never know. But yeah, so there's like two big things that we've wanted to talk about for a week, but we finally have gotten around to talking about it. And yeah, one of them is an interesting topic, and one of them is just downright depressing. So
That's an understatement, especially for you.
Yeah. And you know what? It changes the show forever.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Now it's gonna be forever fucking years, guys. Yeah. So, but we'll get to that later. I have my box of tissues ready, even though I probably won't. I think I'm past crying at this point.
Yeah.
I'm past
At
crying and now
the
I'm
numb
angry.
stage.
I'm numb. I'm angry. I want a pumpkin spice latte most of the time, and
Which
I
is
need
not
an
good for the
answer.
diet.
No, it's
Right.
the ice one is better, but yeah, no. But you know what I will say? The day that it happened, I had a pumpkin spice latte and I vomited it up, and ever since then, I haven't wanted one as bad as I usually do.
Oh, wow.
Negative connotations, I guess. So thank you, Bray Wyatt, for ruining pumpkin spice lattes for me. Thanks a lot. Anyway, CM Punk is no longer with AEW.
Nope.
No. So we found that out the day of Payback. And basically, there was a scuffle, a kerfluffle, a whatever we want to call it, and he basically dumped some monitors, almost hitting Tony Khan in the head. Which, for that behavior, we need some oh, the CM Punk Award of Pettiness for this show, because, like, first of all, when I found that out, I was like, okay, the man is living my dream.
Correct.
That is my dream, and he's living it. So, first off, I'm a little jealous because he's living my dream. And that's, I had to find new dreams now, guys. So, that was one of them, was dumping a monitor on Tony Khan's head. And CM Punk got to do it. But also, apparently, he was trying to make amends with the Young Bucks, and the Young Bucks wouldn't show up to the meeting. They wouldn't. They weren't going to show up. They didn't want to hear about it. So,
I mean, that's not
we're
really that
not
big of a
surprised.
loss,
You know
honestly.
what's funny, though? The shit that gets me is, like, everything we hear about the Young Bucks that's not from Belzer has confirmed everything we've heard for years behind the scenes and haven't brought up.
Right, that's true.
It confirms all of it. So, but before anybody says, oh, it's a CM Punk problem, this has been talked about for years. Like, pre-pandemic, pre-AEW.
I'm sure Cody would have something to say about it.
Oh no, he acts like they're still friends, but I feel like he's got a vendetta against Tony Khan.
Could be.
Which, whatever. But yeah,
Understandable.
understandable. We get that. Everybody on TikTok's like, that's not true. Cody still loves him. I'm like, really? Okay. Sure, Jan. Sure. So anyway, CM Punk When after dumping the monitors in the kerfluffle, which we have to get the why, but like the best part is I fucking hate this place. I quit. That is CM Punk award of petty
That's everybody's
levels.
dream
That's
they
everybody's
wish they
dream,
could
just to be like,
say.
I fucking hate this place. I quit. Which is now like we don't know because Tony says he was fired, but Punk quit. So like it's one of those situations where he's like, you're fired, and he's like, you can't fire me, I quit. But anyway, this all started with Jungle Boy Jack Perry. This is how it all
I
began.
didn't even know Jack Perry was Jungle Boy at first. Like, I kept reading Jack Perry and I'm like, I don't even know who that is. And then I realized later, oh.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Okay. Still
look at that.
don't care, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know anybody in this world that is like, I'm gonna watch AEW for Jack Perry, for Jungle Boy. Yeah, that's why I'm watching it. There's not a soul in this world that is saying that. And if you are saying it, you're either thirsting after him or you're a fucking liar.
Thirsting after
Oh.
what?
There's some girls on TikTok that are like, oh, Jungle Boy's so hot.
What?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's gross. I would rather fuck Damian Priest than fuck Jungle Boy. I'd fuck a lot of people before I would fuck Jungle Boy. I would. But you know what,
I think
guys?
I would pick Rhea before I would pick Jungle Boy.
I mean, Rhea, I mean, we all know, like, if I were to ever want to experiment with that, Rhea Ripley'd be the first choice. So, like, that's not saying much. I would fuck Toni Storm over fucking Jungle Boy. So there you go. That's, even though she did take one of our mottos, chins up, tits out. She's one of us. She's one of us. But anyway, Jungle Boy wanted to use real glass in his street fight. That is on the pre-show. Wanted a real windshield to throw Darby Allin through because Darby Allin is still
Needs.
alive, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know how.
Well, he's probably due for a head injury, so.
But let's use a fucking windshield. And CM Punk was like, minding his own fucking business. But then there's people who came up to him and was like, hey, Punk, like, this fucking kid wants to throw Darby Allin through a real fucking windshield. And Punk was like, hey, that doesn't sound like a good idea. As a normal human being, that doesn't sound like a good idea. I don't know. Does that sound, you want to go through a windshield, Jen?
No, thank you.
No, that sounds awful. So turns out Jungle Boy got his way, guys, and he threw Darby through a real windshield.
Wow.
And when it happened, he looked straight into the camera and said, that's real glass.
Oh my God. Oh,
All
Lord.
right. So obviously Punk was like, what the fuck? Because you don't like look at the camera and say, look, it's real glass. Like, shut the fuck up. So they got in
It's
a
supposed to
scuffle because
always be real glass. Duh.
real glass, right? Real glass, yeah. So obviously Punk is like, what the shit? As any human being would, because you just threw a hu another person through glass, real glass. So Punk got in his scuffle, said, fuck you, I quit, and then went out and had a banger with Samoa Joe. Now, mind you, Samoa Joe was trying to calm the situation because it's Samoa Joe, for the love of God, and we love him. I'll always love him and his love of Wendy. And his love of saying daddy's home. We'll love him for that forever. So afterwards, Punk left. Now, I think people need to realize that this weekend, the all-in weekend, was not good for CM Punk because they didn't get him a car to his hotel. So he had to get on the public transit. He got on the subway with his luggage. And they didn't tell him how to get to the hotel, so the fans had to help him get to the hotel. So, something tells me they were just trying to fire him.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, they
Because guess
created a whole show for him to be on because
what?
nobody wanted to be around him, so.
Well, and it turns out that's not true because a bunch of people are like, hey, I liked working with Punk. So it's like
I don't know if I believe that. Well,
FTR,
they're assholes
House
too,
of
so
Black.
I don't know.
FTR weren't assholes. Well, Cash just waves the gun around, but Dax is nice. House of Black, they're nice. You can't say that they're not nice.
They are, but
House
they're
of Black.
also like straight edge, though, right? So that's probably like their common denominator.
Brody King is.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's Brody King. And on this show, we love Brody King stuff. The guy's been through a lot, okay? Like, the women liked him because he, like, actually gave a shit about women's wrestling. Unlike Kenny Omega.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were people who wanted to work with him. Anyway, so CM Punk is gone. And Tony did the worst thing you could do, and he announced it before the show. So the ratings for the collision going into All Out were low, very low.
Not surprised.
Not surprising. They were never high to begin with, but they were lower than usual. So now, CM Punk is a free agent floating around in the world of wrestling. And the current rumor and innuendo is CM Punk actually was going to show up in WWE around the Rumble that we were at. So, in the words of Cody Rhodes, who, what do you guys want to talk about? Hey, so we're gonna be in Chicago Thanksgiving weekend, and somebody lives in Chicago. Somebody who went to apologize to the Miz, because he apologized to the Miz before he apologized to the Young Bucks. Surprisingly, Vince now only controls 16% of the company. Huh. Interesting times, my friends. So we may get CM Punk and the WWE again. I don't know. It's again, interesting times. But there's a lot of people who think Impact is in the conversation. And I will say this, if Impact, one, they don't have the money to afford CM Punk. But if CM Punk didn't want to do it for the money, I guess he could go to Impact. But everybody's kind of saying he's going to WWE. I mean,
I'm sure.
oh,
Especially
yeah.
now that you UFC and all that's all connected, like
Yeah. He's going. And I mean, he can finally have the match with Roman and Seth, who still hates his fucking guts. It'll be great. He'll be part-time for sure. They are not keeping him around weekly.
oh no.
No. He's going to be in and out. But also, I thought maybe he would do better under the structure because Tony Khan does not know how to run a fucking. In the words of CM Punk, he can't run a Target, let alone a wrestling company. So maybe CM Punk needs structure. He's like a child. He needs to be have structure.
Okay, totally breaking news at the VMAs. Taylor just got an award from NSYNC and she goes, "Are you guys gonna do something? What's gonna happen?"
I
NSYNC.
agree. Also, guys,
Oh.
okay.
Hold on.
It's too much. I had your dolls. Are you doing something? What's gonna happen now? What are you? There's something they're gonna do something, and I need to know what it is. You guys are you're pop
Same.
personified. So to receive this from your golden pop hands, this.
Love Taylor.
Too much. I had your dolls.
So cute. She
Okay, first of
has to
all,
know. Someone has to know what's going on.
guys, first of all, we're going to Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah,
We're gonna
she
see
looks
the
good.
Eras tour.
She looks
Okay,
good. Look
what
at her leg. Look at
is your? Yeah, okay, thanks. I feel worse about myself. Thank you.
leg.
Anyway, we're going to the
Yay!
Eras tour. Yay! And
Not
also,
till
like,
next August or whenever it is.
October, actually.
October,
October.
yeah. I'm sorry. I have a Zach Bryan concert next August. All these tickets are going on sale like a year in advance. I don't.
Oh my God, what's gonna happen if they're like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys one show?
That would
Oh.
be like pandemonium. Like, I'm with the girls online that are like, if you were born after 1995, do not
You're
apply.
not allowed to go. No, not only that, but like I'm diehard Backstreet Boys and she's diehard NSYNC, so this would be perfect.
That's true. That's true.
It would be perfect. And
I'm so.
you know what else? We might be there when Sam Brown comes
That's true. I'm sorry. I'm
back.
just
Yeah.
Taylor's before she, but when they walked out, Taylor freaked was freaking out. They showed her. She's like, before they
I
even told her she
mean,
won anything. It must have been a
yeah.
total surprise. Lance gave Taylor a friendship bracelet.
Shut up.
That's
We have to get
cute.
started on our bracelet.
I know. I'm gonna order a
Okay.
kit. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, we have a lot of shit happening.
Maybe I have an NSYNC tour happening. Did
If it's with Backstreet Boys, I'm down.
you see the picture I sent you of when they
Yes.
asked her when she said what's going on and they all shrugged and smiled?
Oh, it's
Like,
happening.
it's, yeah.
It's happening. It's happening. It's
Oh
with
boy.
Backstreet Boys, so what's really happening?
Right. So, yeah, basically, Punk could show up at our show. I'm not going to hold my breath, but it's possible.
That's possible. That'd be the place to have it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
In Chicago.
So, we'll see.
Anyway, so yeah, let's get to depressing shit. There's other stuff we could talk about, but like again, guys, we're keeping this real brief. And we'll start our season in a week or two. But anyway, Bray's done. That's best way I could say it.
Yeah.
Like,
She's reached the point in grief, the end grief, because that's where I met with my dad. People are like, "Oh, your dad." I'm like, "He's dead." Like,
yeah.
I say it very nonchalant. Like, and it upsets some people. Like, people are like, "You shouldn't talk about that." I'm like, "Well, it's how I'm dealing with it. Like, I'm sorry, but
Yeah. Like, especially when people online are like, show your favorite wrestler. Like, my favorite wrestler said. So, it was a freak incident. Anyway. So August 24th, we get the tweet from Triple H that he's gone. And we later find out that he had a massive heart attack in his sleep and died. And he was supposed to go get a follow-up for his heart doctor that day. So around the time I had COVID, he had COVID, And they found out he had a heart condition that he had no clue he had. Which it's crazy because if you look into it, that happens a lot with people our age. Is like there's just like an underlying heart condition that they had no clue, and then they will just find it,
Well,
incidentally.
a lot of times with, because there's two different arrhythmias that you can be shocked by. Because I know they said he had a defibrillator. There's two different arrhythmias you can come back from. The one I have, and then the one he had. But like with a lot of arrhythmias, like you don't even really realize it because it doesn't happen all the time. And then I think you kind of get used to it too, and you're like, oh, this is normal. Like you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So.
So he had a defibrillator in the car, and people are like, why was it in the car? Honestly, guys, I don't think it would have saved him. Like,
If it would or not, but I think people, especially younger people, don't are stubborn, and I
yes.
feel like oh well, I'm not gonna, I'm just gonna take a nap, like I don't need that, you know what I mean? Like
Well, and also he had been doing really good.
yeah,
Like he was close to returning, guys. Like that's where it was, is he literally had like a hiccup a couple weeks before, but they were like, okay, well, we're gonna put you on a heart monitor, we're gonna get the defibrillator, we're just gonna double check it. No big deal. And the only reason I say that, like, it wouldn't have mattered is by the time they got in there, he was already blue.
yeah.
So, like,
I mean, I wouldn't say it wouldn't have mattered, but it was not a guarantee
no,
that he was going to be fine.
it would have been slim.
Yeah.
Like, by the time you're blue, not only that, but like the damage that happens when your body doesn't have oxygen to the point when you're blue.
But isn't the point of him wearing it when he sleeps so it's going to know when it start when it stops? Like kind of like the AEDs you get. Like when you're doing CPR training,
Yeah.
like I think it would it would immediately like pick up on it. But I'm just saying, like if it shocks you back and you don't wake up and you don't get
Yeah,
any
you don't
medical
come back.
attention, then you know if you
You're
just lay there and
done.
then it stops again and then it shocks again, you know.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was, from what I read, it would have been quick. He wouldn't have even known.
Yeah.
Because he was asleep. So he wouldn't have even known it happened. Which, I mean, is comforting in a way.
Right.
Like, if you think about it, like, John Huber, Brody Lee, Luke Harper, he was in the hospital for weeks.
Right.
And, like, there's an amount of suffering that went.
Oh yeah. And knowing that, it
You
was
could die.
coming. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure in a way, like, once you find out that you have some, and it's not just like a heart condition, but like once you find out you have kidney problems or issues with a spinal cord or something like a major medical, like, oh, hey, you have this. Like your mind starts to work kind of different, where, like in my case, it's not, oh my God, I'm gonna die. Because, like, I don't think I'm gonna die from
Yeah.
what I have going on. But it's like, I'm gonna be paralyzed. Like, it's just inevitable. Like, it's the inevitable of, like, that's what's gonna happen. Like, you
Well,
know.
mine is I could have a heart attack.
Well, yeah.
So
Like,
I don't think
but
about it
you're.
though. I'm just like,
Exactly. Like you kind of are just like, it's gonna happen. And, but I mean, what are you gonna do?
right. Nothing.
Like, yeah, there's nothing you could do about it. So you kind of have that acceptance of, all right, well, it is what it is. And if it's 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20
Whatever.
years, whatever.
Whatever.
Or never.
Yeah.
I mean, in my case, it's a little different because, like, it is inevitable and there is, like, a timeline of, hey, it could be 20 years, it could be five.
Right.
It's gonna happen, but it is, you know, because you're gonna deteriorate. Not just from, you know, what you have going on, but as you age, you deteriorate
Right.
anyway. Like, yeah. So you're just gonna
I
deteriorate faster. You're just gonna, you're like the piece, you're like the loaf of bread that's like, I'm just gonna mold a little faster. Some of us mold fast. What do you do? Can't change it. So I wonder if that was his mindset, maybe, of, you know, I personally think, knowing what they know, they were never going to have him come back full time. Ever.
Did they ever say exactly which arrhythmia it was?
No.
I know it's got to be one of the two. It's either got to be AFib or it's got to be SVT. SVT is what I have. So it's got to be one of the
Mean,
two because that's the only two the defibrillator helps with. So, like,
my grandma has a form of AFib, but a defibrillator wouldn't do anything. So it's, there's other ones, because my grandma has, she has AFib, but she also has had two heart attacks that she survived. So, and one was minor and one was obviously a little more complex. So with AFib, there's different, but she's old. And here's the thing is, again, with my grandma, she had two heart attacks. She's had the her arrhythmia. She's had that for like 50 years.
Yeah.
And she didn't start having problems till she was in her 70s. So, like, again, she's had, you know, you can have this thing and have nothing happen until you're 70, or you could have this thing and have something when you're 35.
Right.
So, it's the roll of the dice. Fun, fun, isn't it? It's great.
Well, and COVID exacerbated. Like, COVID gave me high
Yes.
blood pressure. I never had high blood pressure ever. And then I guess because my heart's what I had problems, now I have high blood pressure. It's great.
I, knock on wood, have not had any complications. Knock on wood. But, like, yeah, I'm getting vaccinated again in like 3 weeks, guys. The
I don't
new
think I'm gonna get
booster,
it.
I am. I'm getting that and a flu shot because I don't want to get sick again.
I did get my flu shot, but I mainly got my flu shot so this girl could practice vaccines on me. 'Cause she needs practice, but we don't even have the COVID yet. They made us throw out all the old stuff last night. They sent out a nationwide
Is
thing. You had to
so
dispose of it.
they're releasing it, I think they said in 10 days. According to what the news said today, it was 10, in 10 days they'll have it. So my appointment's in 3 weeks. Because I was like, if I already looked like 10 days out and they're booked up. So I'm like, shit,
Really?
I'm going,
Wow.
yeah, at least
Oh,
the grocery
joy.
store where
I'm
I
so
got mine.
excited.
I know, it's exciting. But anyway, only be, and
We're gonna be bombarded with that and RSV, you know, they came out with the RSV vaccine.
my grandma has
So,
to get the RSV one.
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So again, guys, COVID, don't fuck around with COVID. Not saying he did, because me, I really didn't, and I got it. Like, I had all my boosters, all my shit. But maybe that's why I did so well, is because I've had all of my boosters and shit, and I was sick for like 5 or 6 days, and then I was done.
Maybe, but you're also young too.
Well, girl, I was the entire time, I'm like, don't cough too hard, don't cough too hard, don't rupture your spinal cord, don't rupture your spinal cord. Like, I
It's
was
not
laying in
fun.
bed
It's not
just
fun at
like,
all.
oh no, it's fucking hell. Like,
No.
girl, I was laying there like this, like, don't rupture, don't rupture, don't rupture. Because with my spine, I can rupture my spinal cord with COVID. So, yeah, I may not have a heart or a lung problem, but I might rupture a spinal cord. So, yeah, it's
Right.
not. I'd rather, because somebody did do that, and they had to have like a 9-hour neurosurgery to repair their spinal cord. And I'm like,
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to do that. That sounds awful.
We're getting so
That, and
off
I
topic.
keep thinking that I'm going to have a brain aneurysm.
Oh, Lord.
I'm probably not, but like, yeah, now I'm like, anytime I'm like, oh God, my chest hurts. Oh God. But then I remember I have nerve pain in my chest. So I'm like, ah, not a heart attack.
Not
Not
an
a heart attack.
embolism.
Oh God, I'm dying. Okay, guys, like 4 or 5 years ago, this is totally off topic, but kind of not. I thought I was having a heart attack. Like, I flipped out and I went to like the emergency room. And they're like, you're fine. I don't know why you're thinking you're having a heart attack. And then they found out that I have like almost like pinched nerves in my sternum that mimic heart attack pain. So,
Well,
and lately, because, you know, grief and everything sucks. It's been going on, and I'm like, oh God, is this sympathy pains? Am I dying?
oh
It's bad.
Lord.
Guys,
Well, it's,
awful.
I know when I finally had, I've had SVT since I was like 14, but I never went to the hospital or nothing. So I finally drove myself to the hospital a few years ago because it was going on for like 3 hours.
I
And
remember
so
that.
when I got there, like, you know, it's bad when but they're like triaging you and they hook up the EKG and within like 5 seconds, they're like, we're gonna take you to the back, and you get back there and the doctor's waiting on you. You know it's bad. And then you know it's bad when they're like, okay, they don't tell you what it is, but we're gonna push this medicine in your IV, and then they bring in a crash cart right before they do it. And then after it's all over, they're like, the nurse is like, oh yeah, that medicine stops your heart. And the goal is for your heart to restart on its own, but if it doesn't, that's why the crash cart's here. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad nobody told me that before that happened,
So you're
because
saying that your heart is a faulty computer at this point.
yeah, like
Just turn it off.
my heart rate was like 240 or 260.
Jesus.
And the doctor, and it had been like that for like 3 hours. And the doctor was like, how did you get here? I'm like, I drove. And he
Drove.
was like, how long has it been going on? I was like 3 hours. He was just like, okay. And then the girl, I remember the nurse asking when she started to give me the medicine, she's like, I remember her saying, do you want 0.2 or something, or 0.6? He goes, oh no, we want 0.6, whatever the high one was. And I still didn't know what it was. And he was like, okay, you're gonna feel like you're gonna pass out, but you have to fight it and not pass out. Basically, your heart's gonna stop and you need to fight it and not die.
So basically, your heart is a computer modem when the internet goes out. We're just gonna turn it on.
So, I mean, it started right back. I didn't lose consciousness or anything, but I didn't know that was what happened. I just knew it just started beating normal, but
Ugh.
I didn't know that they
Oh.
literally stopped my heart.
Yeah. That's
It
like
was
when I
something
like
else.
my leg went numb for 40 hours.
Oh,
And I'm just like
gosh.
walking through the emergency department, like dragging. I'm like, hold on, let me drag my leg. And they're like, did you drive here? I'm like,
Did you have a stroke?
my other leg's fine. It's just this what? They're like, can you move your arm? I'm like, oh yeah, my arm's fine. They're like, oh. Like, yeah, let me just pick my leg up and drag it.
It's
Anyway.
crazy. It's crazy. Like I was like, don't know. And I was all by myself. I drove myself. I was by myself. It was great.
You were texting me, I remember that. And I was like, are you gonna die? Because, like, please don't. Please
Was
don't
terrible.
die. That would be awful.
It was terrible.
Guys. Anyway, yeah, take care of yourselves. Please go see
Yeah.
doctors. And also, like, and this is has nothing to do with Bray, but it's just in general, if you have a heart problem, don't fucking vape or do anything like that. Like, just
Well, don't drink
saying.
all the caffeine that I drink. I drink way more
No.
caffeine than I should. Way more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Diet Coke is less than what you drink, but yeah.
Yeah.
I get
Oh,
it.
I've started drinking Coke Zeros now, which still have caffeine, but
Oh, they
less
do, but not as
sugar.
much.
Yeah, and less sugar.
No?
No sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, so he is gone. Let's just say I was not okay for about 10 days.
Which
For
isn't a
10
reason,
days.
which is a reasonable amount of time.
And it was weird because the first night I don't remember a lot of it. I'm going off of what
Really?
everybody else told me because apparently I was a zombie and just walked around sobbing. And not just like your usual sobbing, like guttural screaming sobbing.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. And then the next day I talked to Jen and I felt that morning, I just cried all morning, just cried. And then I talked to Jen and I was like, okay, like we were making jokes. And I kind of was like, okay, like maybe I'm okay. And then the next day, I cried twice in the car. And then the next day, I sobbed again really bad. And then I kind of came around to it. Just,
Yeah,
but
grief is weird.
it's weird. It's really weird. Like it's hard because everywhere I look, there's like a reminder. Like,
Right.
and of course they have like all the tributes and shit online, and that doesn't make it any better. Because then you're
No.
like I'll be feeling pretty good. Like, oh, you know, just and then finally I'll see something and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I think that's the hard part is like there's reminders everywhere. And it sucks. And it really sucks. I had notes for this, guys, and I literally threw them out. So I'm like, you know what? I don't need notes. I think what finally did it for me. And I there's a friend of mine who's into like a lot of new age spiritual stuff. And he's actually been very helpful in this, even though I don't believe a lot of the shit he says. But like it's comforting to think about. If it's real, it's very comforting. And it's not like, no offense to anybody who is, it's not Christianity, God, you know, it's more like energies and shit, which has always been like more my thing. Vibes, energies, crystals. I do like crystals. But what got me through it was like, he was like, close your eyes for a minute. I'm like, okay. And he's like, what would he say to you right now if he saw you sobbing in your bed? And I was like, he wouldn't want that.
Right.
He wouldn't. And another thing he said that got me was like, okay, so he's gone. Like his physical form is gone. Like physically, he's not here. He's either in the ground or he's been cremated. We don't know, but he's gone.
Right.
And he's like, now you have to go live for both of you. Because, like, he's not living. So it's up to
Right.
you, and not just me, but like anybody else who, you know, appreciated him, friends with him, all of it, to go live for him because he can't. And I was like, you're right. You're right. So that's what that was. Also, I made myself laugh that same day by saying, well, guess it's not going to be 6 fucking years.
Oh.
It's not. So yeah. I think it's still gonna be hard though. I think so I'm going to SmackDown in like 10 days. And I think I might. It's gonna be weird, not only for SmackDown, but for Survivor Series walking in there and just knowing like it's not happening. Like
Right.
there's like because before it was always like, well, he could show up. He could show up, or he's, oh my God, he's gonna be on the show. And it's like, he's not ever going to be on the show.
Right.
Ever. So it sucks. And I know I'm not the only one feeling this way. There's a lot of people who feel like there's a lot of people who didn't ever meet him and
Right,
know
that's true.
like how he was to feel this way. So it's like,
You
gives you an
can,
appreciation.
yeah.
I'm saying a lot because I literally am just like, oh my God, why am I saying this? Like, but also there's still times when I'm like, I'll forget it happened. And I'm kind of at that stage too where I'm like, oh yeah, he'll be at Survivor Series.
Right.
And I'm like, no, he won't. Or like, oh my God, he's gonna have a meet and greet. No, he's not. So yeah, that's where I am at currently. It's weird. It's very weird. But yeah. So Jen got to see part of my descent into madness. Because it was for a few days a descent into madness. Like,
It was, but I mean, it's a very I was not typical expected
I
reaction. It's a
think
very
I will say Jen and Whitney were all hands on deck for the first few days. Like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not. Not okay. I'm still like, people are like, are you okay? No. No, I'm not
will
okay.
never be okay again.
I'm not gonna be okay. Like, fuck, I'm not okay, guys. And then my friend was like, well, he would, Wyndham would want you to be okay. I'm like,
That's nice.
he knows me well enough to know I'm not okay. So no, he would be like, she's not okay. The people who know me well enough are like, she's not okay. Like, there is something going on here. So that's I'm not. For anybody who wants to know, I'm not okay. But I do want to thank everybody for their DMs and kind messages, but I'm not okay. It's not gonna be okay for a long time. So, Jen, how did you feel when you found out?
Well, the same as I felt like when I read about Jay Briscoe, like just shocked. Just shocked because, like, they were both such unexpected things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like Eddie. It was like kind of the same thing as Eddie. Like, you weren't
Yeah.
expecting that about Eddie either. It was just like, what? Like,
I think the difference with Eddie though, compared to Jay Briscoe and Bray Wyndham, is Eddie was almost like this godlike figure because I never had the chance to meet him. Like I had seen him at shows. But I never had the chance to meet him and like know and like talk to him. So he was always this like godlike figure.
mythical.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, it's Eddie Guerrero. Like it's a mythical figure. This was different because we literally saw Jay Briscoe months before he died. And I went to Dallas and saw him twice.
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference is Eddie Guerrero is kind of like a mythical figure. This is like, which also God, fate, whatever, you had to do on both the same year.
I know.
Like, literally 8 months apart, you couldn't have like, I don't know, given us a year off. Like, now what do we have to live for?
Storylines, I guess, because I'm not looking at anybody.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm looking at Finn Balor.
not even looking at him. He doesn't look as good as he used to
Can I
either.
just say though, I was like, Wyndham, if you're listening, give me a Finn Balor meet and greet. Just, throw me a fucking
Would be
bone here.
nice. That would be
Throw
nice.
me a fucking bone here. Just let me meet Finn Balor. That's all I ask.
That would be nice.
I would not know what to do with that man. I wouldn't. I'd be like, you're here. You exist. Wow. Or you know what? Give me Rhea Ripley meet and greet. I'll just be like, I appreciate you. You're really nice, but I need Finn Balor. Ma'am, where is Finn Balor? Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's like a million men and a million women that would love to be in your position meeting Rhea. You're like, where's Finn Balor?
Deep down, though, deep down, I'll be like, listen, Rhea, if I ever want to swing that way, you're on the top of the list. You're like one of the only ones on the list. So, yeah, congratulations. Mazel tov. Otherwise, where's Finn Balor? He's got more of what I'm currently looking for at the moment.
He's got the right equipment.
The right parts. I'm sure you could buy something that is similar, but not what I'm looking for. But yeah, we now all of our hopes and dreams have been dashed
Oh, Lord.
for both of us. So there you go.
Well, it takes the sexual element out, which is probably a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Now what?
I still look at Kevin Owens that way.
I mean, who doesn't? I
Yeah.
think everybody does.
That's about it, though.
Finn Balor, though, I mean, he could cut his hair. He's got tattoos now
I
and a
think ever
beard.
since he got that, and I know it was like a well-meaning tattoo, but I guess it's like where his niece or his nephew drew that dinosaur. He's got that janky-looking dinosaur on his
I don't
arm,
care. I
and
don't care.
his goatee, his beard is like a little too.
It's perfect. It's beautiful. This is me we're talking about. So yeah, I mean it. I'm currently in the market for somebody to lust after now. And so far,
That's him.
ta-da, this is it. This is it. We're not doing very well. It's not, let's just put it this way. After he died, I had some weird thoughts, some very weird thoughts that I'm just like, we're not going to talk about that again because that's a little weird. That's, yeah. Yeah, grief makes you think weird things, guys. So, honestly, I think we're always going to have some kind of tribute to him in a way, because like he was very integral. He was a big piece of the show, and he's gone. I'm laughing uncomfortably now. So, I'm still processing my emotions. But yeah, shit sucks. It really sucks. And like we're not even a month out, and that's the thing, because it feels like it's been so long, and it really hasn't. He's and it hasn't even been buried for a week yet, or cremated, or whatever they did for a week. I will say, I think we gotta ha appreciate who we have for the time we have them. And I know next time we see Gallows and Anderson, we're gonna give them a big hug and tell them, okay, don't die on us. Because, like, if you're gone too, I'm gonna be real sad. I'm gonna
True.
be really sad. Don't make any long trips or do anything crazy, please. Carl, don't have any more babies after this one. Come on. I mean, you gotta keep the stress low. Also, my advice to everybody is if there's a meet and greet or something, go do it. Fuck it. Throw caution in the wind, because I wasn't going to go to Dallas and I went, and I'm so happy I did. Even though, like, one part sticks out to me, because, like, when we did the meet and greet with his dad and his brother and him, he was like, this is a once in a lifetime thing. This is never going to happen again. And I was like, haha, what? You don't want to take a picture with your dad? And we all laughed. And now I'm like, oh. At least I made a joke.
That's true.
We made jokes. We made jokes. Which was hilarious. I was like, you don't want to take a picture with your dad? I get it. I don't take pictures of my dad either. Anyway, yeah. So that's where I'm at. I'm still going through it. And I have to drink a shit ton of water because I have blood work tomorrow because, I don't want to die. I all of a sudden want to live, so here we are.
It is a good reminder, like get your health screenings, like
Yes,
go to the doctor.
please go to the doctor. Take your recommended medications. Like, I don't know. Don't die. Dying sucks. Really does. Really sucks. So don't do it. It's awful. And go to, if there's a meet and greet or something, go do it. There's a show you want to go see it. Like,
Or
you
anything you
never
want to
know.
go.
Yeah.
Anything you want to go.
You never know. Like, we get to go see the Eras Tour.
And maybe NSYNC if we have money
And
for that.
Backstreet Boys. Guys, let me tell you, AJ from Backstreet Boys can still get it. He could still get it. Yeah. You, and if anybody ever wonders where my type in men came from, ta-da! AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
He was always my favorite
Man.
Backstreet Boy.
Because he
For
was
sure.
the fun one.
I was
I
never a
saw
Nick
some.
girl. I was never a Justin girl either. I always liked
Okay,
NSYNC better.
who is like second choice on my Backstreet Boys I would do list? Kevin.
Don't know.
You know why? He
My
always had
Backstreet
like,
Boy.
no, he carried himself very daddy. And I
He
think
did. He did.
from a very young age, I was like, yes. Yes, indeed.
My Backstreet Boys list is just one, just AJ.
Yeah. I did see something funny though on TikTok. They said if you were a Nick girl, you might be a lesbian because he did look like a lesbian back in the
That's
day
true.
with his hair. Yeah.
That is true.
So you might be. Who knows? I wasn't into Nick though. I
No,
never
me
was.
neither.
No.
I don't like the pretty boys for the most
Think
part.
I like JC.
I like JC.
But I wanted to be friends with Lance, which now it makes so much sense. It
Like
makes
Joey. I
all.
always like Joey a lot too.
Well, I like
Joey
Joey,
and
but I didn't.
JC are probably my favorites.
I'll tell you right now, I liked Joey, but not until my Big Fat Greek Wedding. Because I love that movie. And I'm gonna go see the third one, even though it's gonna suck. I'm gonna go see it. And I'm seeing the Taylor Swift concert movie
Me too. I don't know when.
with my grandma.
Haven't bought the tickets yet. I don't know.
I bought mine yesterday. My grandma and I are gonna go on a
Aww.
Saturday morning. We're gonna go see Taylor Swift. She can't go to the concert, so yeah. So I think I know right now, I'm probably gonna cry when they see when if t when Taylor does Enchanted, I'm gonna cry. Because like
It fits.
that gets me.
It does. I get
I heard it like 3 days after it happened and I saw it in my mouth.
No.
Like I was sobbing and I'm like, oh God, okay. We're gonna be all right. Gonna be okay. You know what? Though I did get an idea from one of my friends that I talked to. She said for my Reputation outfit, I need to get, so they have like the Death Moth and like a charm that you could get. She said, get, if you're gonna wear combat boots, tie the Death Moth into your shoe.
That'd be cute.
And I'm like, oh, I would cry. Because I did find my lantern charm and I put it on my bat necklace. So that's on my bat necklace now that I wear
That's nice.
everywhere and anywhere. My trademark. So, anyway, guys, I'm sure the tribute will keep going because, like, this, I wrote like a bunch of shit down of like, oh, I want to talk about this moment. And honestly, I looked at it and was like, want me to say this, or would he just want me to talk about the time I said, "Did you, what? Do you want to take a picture with your dad?" And I thought, yeah, that would be it.
Right.
Because, you know, yes. So if you really want to pay tribute to him, play some Rage Against the Machine or Metallica or Avenged Sevenfold or all of that. He loved Rage Against the Machine. He did. He really did. So yeah. Just, I'm sure we'll have more tributes to come, but right now we want to keep it somewhat light. Because I don't want to cry.
No.
I really don't want to cry, guys. So,
Maybe once we're a little bit more removed from the
yeah,
situation.
we'll do a Jay Briscoe Bray Wyatt tribute, which will be hard. Anyway, guys, in the words of Mr. Wyndham Rotunda, bye! See you in hell! I'm kidding, but you know, we're not going to see you now.
No.
That was a good time. Anyway, guys, until next time, when hopefully I'm not going to sit here and cry. Bye.
Bye.